All righty. Hey, everyone. Welcome to week five, well, webinar five, I should say, in our alchemy program. And today it's all about increasing your level of belief, right? Installing some new beliefs, questioning some old beliefs as well. And just before we dive into the material here this evening, I just want to remind you to go in there and chop and change when you're listening to those blueprints. I'm getting some really great feedback from people on all the blueprints, but in the last while, people who've been incorporating those MLM auto-suggestion matrix ones in are doing really, really well. There's some shifts taking place. There's just a five-minute recordings, and people are using them to overcome their fears and to increase their belief and to find more flow. And it just keeps everything fresh. And what I notice is if you're just doing it over and over again, and hopefully now you've managed to build up the habit of doing the inner work 30 days in a row, okay, sure, you might have missed one or two days here or there. That's a given, I have to say, for most people. But if you're on a roll with it, then you're going to notice with some of those little recordings, those auto-suggestion things, the penny can drop and it can just cause things to move forward, okay? So I emphasize, if you haven't been listening to those, add those in, just even one of them during the day. Tag it on to one of the AM or PM blueprints, and I think you'll notice that you'll make greater shifts, okay? Great, great, great. And with this particular call, you know the saying, whether you believe you can do a thing or not, then you're right, as Henry Ford said. And really, it is all about whether you believe you can do it, isn't it? That's what I get the most, questions about with people. Like, the biggest problem is that people are believing that they can't do things, right? Especially if they've had a lot of rejection or they haven't sponsored people or their team are not doing anything, and they get into a dry spell in their business and nothing seems to be moving. Then, of course, the doubt creeps in. And as part of the alchemy formula, of course, you know the importance of believing without any inner doubt and significantly increasing your level of belief. So this is the problem. And, you know, we have all these limiting beliefs going on below the threshold of our conscious mind, our awareness, if you like. And those beliefs can be anything and everything, and we're going to question those beliefs. I want you to really get ready to, first of all, identify some of the limiting beliefs that surround the key areas of your vision, right? And then we're going to question those beliefs, because people often don't question them. And then we're going to change them, right? Whatever beliefs need to be changed, replaced with the new empowering beliefs, then I'm going to really do a process, right? And where you write it down, where you question it, where you put in the new belief, and then the process at the end will allow you to release the energy of limiting beliefs and do it, of course, at the unconscious level. So this really is powerful stuff, because you really can change beliefs. That's the exciting thing, right? You know, very few people in reality move forward significantly from one year to the next. I mean, it's generally like the previous year by plus or minus 10%, right? That's for the majority of people. And that's because of these beliefs, these deep-rooted beliefs that hold them. It's like being in a holding pattern, right? The most powerful actions that you take in your life are those positive and negative things that you do that are habitual. They're part of you. They're in your unconscious. So they're extremely deep-rooted. They're not easily changed. And remember, a habit is defined as something that you do whether you have to think about it or not. And a belief is a neural connection. And that's what forms, it's what's behind these habits and ultimately, of course, the actions or inactions that you take. Habits, to be honest, are like a phobia, And a phobia is simply a very tightly wound neural network. And from a science point of view, a neuroscience point of view, the beliefs and the habits are what drive 98% of our thoughts, of our perceptions, and of course our actions. And we need to get in there, as you know, and that's what the blueprints are for, and that's what these webinars are for. And you've got to keep trying to get in there deeper and deeper and changing these negative habits. So these neural networks that are part of our unconscious, deeply entrenched in there, right, we need to keep retraining our brain. And, of course, there's all the research that's coming to the fore more and more that is so exciting because we can change our brain. So brain scan studies show that a combination of intention, relaxation, concentration stimulate the motor cortex, which propels us into taking action. And as long as you train yourself, which is what we're doing here, to stay intensely laser-focused on your goal, then you will be driven to succeed, carried to success. And that's what the blueprints, combined with all of the proven technologies and methodologies within that, like the binaural beats and everything, will help you to do. Okay? And remember, the research shows that you've got to train your neural circuits for anywhere from, I say, well, do 10 to 20 minutes a day, ideally 20 to 30 minutes a day, longer term, integrating all the key methodologies here, the relaxation, the intention, the concentration, the mental rehearsal. And the evidence supporting this has been drawn from years of extensive research in the fields of neuropsychology, neuroeconomics, neurocognitive training. You know, it's just endless the research. It's very, very cool. So let's just say that your belief has wavered because you're seeing people pass you by, right? You're looking at Facebook and you're seeing all these people achieving all these amazing increases in their income and the promotions are happening faster. And the truth is, you know, people who are moving ahead at full speed, they're not any smarter, right? But they are thinking differently, and they're developing the habits of doing things differently that's giving them the results that maybe, I'm not saying everyone in this call, there's loads of people listening to this who are doing incredibly well, but for some people, you know, it's maybe you're getting results that you don't want. Truth is, succeeding is not hard when you know the right thinking, combined with the right emotions, taking the right actions in the right order. It is like the combination of the lock, but you've got to have that right mindset to begin with, right? So I'm interested when we're doing this work to move from, well, beyond the short-term effects that you can get from attending the seminars, reading the books, which of course I keep, you know, doing myself and love doing myself. But it's time to stop playing on the surface and, you know, just altering our feelings in the short term. It's got to be this long-lasting change. And as you know, it's constantly about the rewiring and the reprogramming. Now, the interesting thing is, often it used to be said that for every negative thought that comes into your mind, if you could cancel that and replace it with a positive thought, then that would actually move you forward. But, you know, research shows that's not the case. You need to generate anywhere from 3 to 5 positive thoughts for every negative thought, okay? Because, again, the negative is so deep, it's so imprinted. In order to swing the balance around, swing your mind around to positive, right? Ideally, you have to develop a lifetime 5-to-1 ratio, really. That's a win-win state of mind for anything that you want to achieve. And, of course, all of these blueprints that are in the members area include the positive affirmations and the brainwave pattern stimulation and the auto-suggestions, okay, the proper language patterns to make this happen. So let's just dive deeper into this today. Now, remember, I mean, it starts with a thought, right, where you see someone doing better than you or, you know, someone says no or you hesitate and you procrastinate when doing your contact marketing, and then suddenly it could start off like a thought along the lines of, I'm not a great leader. And then it can be followed up by another thought, you know, what are people going to think? Or again, you can reinforce the lack of confidence, the lack of results with, I don't have what it takes. And what if I do this and I fail or it won't work out? And of course, the solution to all of this is to turn it around completely and to really believe that you can do it. You've got to have that state of mind. You're going around all the time believing that you can do it. It's meant to be the polar opposite of those negative thoughts. I am a great leader. You wrap your mind around that, not just the thought of it and not just the saying it, but the feeling. Remember the emotion of it. You know, turn it around where everyone sees me as a great leader of leaders. You want to start thinking like that, that I easily have what it takes. Of course I have what it takes. You want to casually be able to bring that up in your mind. And that in alignment with, we talked about purpose and why and everything on the last call, but you're destined to succeed, right? When you have that feeling about it, that makes a huge difference, okay? Very cool. All right. So I'm looking at some questions coming in as well, so I will attempt to answer as many of those as I can throughout the call. When you talk about vision, the vision is this bigger picture of what your life and your lifestyle look like. Yeah, and often you might just have at the top of the pyramid, per se, a certain amount of money, right? Let's just say it's £10,000 per month, a certain amount of case credits that you're going to do in a year. Along the way, if you achieve those goals in your business, you know you're going to achieve lots of other things, such as maybe chairman's bonus or Eagle and all the other car plan, etc., right? But I want you to really examine all of the components of your vision. Because often when I work with people, especially when I work with people individually, I have to say, I've often had to ignore the business because they're doing everything that they should be doing in the business. And if things are not moving forward, then I've had to have a look at the personal areas, right, the other areas. So let's go through this. Let's have a look at all of the key components that make up your vision. Now, I've just broken it down into a framework of seven main areas that I'm calling the seven levels of success, right? Now, hey, you might have 10, 12, you might have 5, doesn't matter. You'll get the idea. We're kind of covering, I think, most things. And let's just say that this is your vision, or this is your vision board, and you want to take nice vacations, many of them every year. You want your relationship to go on to a different level, or maybe you're not in a relationship and you want to be in a relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship, you want out of the relationship, you know, that kind of way. Maybe you want a new home, a nice car, security for the future, for your kids, put your kids through private school, you know, and also just enjoy your life. Okay, well, the first area, level of success, where you've got to be a success, is in your mindset, right? You've got to have the mindset of a leader. Funny enough, I just had a conversation literally before this call with Jane Leach all about this. Right, and the diamond mindset. And she was saying, yeah, well, you know, it's funny, Dave. I mean, you have to be in the mindset of thinking like a diamond way, way before being a diamond. She says, I was thinking like a diamond by the time I was manager. So I wonder, when you're looking inside of your mind and where you could go in your business, How are you perceiving yourself? You know, what are your levels of self-confidence and self-belief? In other words, if you look at where you are and where you want to be at the end of the year even, right, and the goals you set at the start of the year or the start of this course, right, what are the limiting beliefs that are stopping you, do you think, from getting there? So I want you to identify one major limiting belief system that's preventing you from taking your mindset to the next level. So what would it be? So let's give an example here. Maybe your current limiting belief around your mindset, your confidence, is just very straightforwardly, I don't believe I can do this. You know, maybe deep down, you don't feel that you have what it takes. Maybe you're saying the right words consciously, but deep down you're saying, I don't think I can do this. Okay? So I want you to rate the power of this limiting, call it mindset belief, on a scale of 1 to 10. Right? And in and around 1 or 2 is total lack of belief. Right? 3 to 4, below average. 5 to 6, average mindset. 7 to 8. 7 or 8 is very confident. Right? But remember, if you have this mindset that is very confident deep down, then you're going to be noticing on the outside results will be taking place. Or is it that unshakable belief? So I want you just to accurately and honestly rate yourself, right, in terms of where your mindset is right now. Even if you compare it to where you feel it needs to be, because we talked before about having this required standard or level, right? Okay. And then, if you could question it. You see, we all have our story in all these different areas. So how people perceive their story of themselves is deciding whether they're moving forward, staying stuck, or going backwards. So I want you to question this limiting belief, question this story that you have of yourself. And just ask yourself, honestly, is this really true? Right? What if you're saying, I don't believe myself, I don't have the confidence, I'm not a great leader or whatever, is that really true? Or is it a story that I've come to believe? Is the question that you'd want to ask yourself here. Because in a lot of cases, you really will, in pretty much every case, honestly, you'll start to see these limitations for what they are. Okay, there are clumps of thoughts that have come together that form these beliefs, that now have formed these bad habits or whatever, reactive patterns that we talked about before. So what we want to do is rewrite your story, rewrite those limiting beliefs in an empowering way and create your future where you've got that sense of purpose and intention that serves your well-being, because we are the product of these stories that we tell ourselves. So in a call like this, we really do have an opportunity, every opportunity to rewrite our destiny, yeah, and influence what the future holds. So if your current story about yourself in and around mindset doesn't serve you, you can be sure that there is another equal or opposite story that will. So here's another question to ask yourself around this. What's the cost of not making a change in your current level of mind? Now, I know we're working on changing and people are seeing shifts and changes. And for some people, it's happening spectacularly well. For lots of people, I have to say, you're really moving forward. You're loving this and you're getting in there and making it work. Some people, it's happening a lot slower than they would like. Okay, so what is the cost of not making that change? Now, what's your new belief around mindset going to be? Even if you're doing well already, we're always looking for the next level. Remember that commitment to continuous improvement. So an example, of course, could be, you know what, my new belief around mindset is, of course I believe in myself, I'm destined to do this. I'm meant to succeed, right? Or whatever comes to mind, go ahead and write that down. What your new belief is to be, okay? So write that down and have it in front of you, right, throughout this call. Because out of the 7 areas, I'm going to ask you for this process live today just to take one of those limiting beliefs and the new belief that you want to have, and we're going to work on that. And then with the recording, you can go through the other areas. Make sense? Okay, great. Okay, so let's look at business, right? Business, career, your business with Forever in particular, yeah? So ask yourself, answer this question, the major limiting belief that's preventing me from taking the business to the next level. And that could be something along the lines of, I'm not a great leader, I can't sponsor people, I'm not good on the phone, right? What specifically, right, is preventing you, you think, from growing your business, going to the next level, or quantum leaping your business? So again, it could be, I'm not a great leader. And just write down the number that best represents how you're doing with your Forever business. Just the actual business, where you're at in the business so far. Are you exactly where you want to be? Is it progressing? Is it moving along nicely, or is it stuck? Right? Is it just average? You know, you could be doing much better. Are you just going through the motions where you don't have the passion, or is it really at a point where it's struggling? And it could be struggling, of course. That's why we're looking at all the other areas. It could be struggling, of course, because of mindset. You're not getting out there now and taking the actions. It could be struggling because of personal problems getting in the way, health problems getting in the way. Yeah? So where are you on this scale right now? Okay. And then ask yourself the question, is it really true, right, that you can't sponsor people, that you can't be a great leader, that you can't motivate your team, that you can't hold the vision in front of your team, that type of thing? Is that really true? Or again, is it a story that you've come to believe? Questioning beliefs is very powerful because you suddenly are looking at these things from another perspective, seeing them for what they are, and often seeing how ridiculous it is that we talk ourselves out of doing things, because you know when you actually get around to doing them, right? You're brilliant at it. You're brilliant in certain areas. So what do you want your new belief around business to be, around your business? And again, it could be the polar opposite of the limiting belief, such as I'm a sponsoring machine, right? I'm a great leader of leaders. I'm amazing at connecting with people, at grabbing their attention. I'm phenomenal at following up. I mean, what is that belief that you want to install in there? So write that down. What is your new belief? Okay, now, this is a big one. This is why most people probably join the business in the first place, right? Money. Let's have a look at the area of money. So once again, a lot of people have that program that money doesn't grow on trees. You know what? I mean, hey, it didn't grow on trees for me when I was a kid. Growing up, I had a lot of these negative things going on in my house, all this talk of lack and how tough everything was and how little money there was. So you want to examine those beliefs around money constantly. You know, what is your relationship to money at the moment? Because when you start again to question this and realize that our true nature is one of affluence and abundance, even if you don't believe that, that's a great belief to adopt. And if you look at the super achievers that we often refer to here around the world in different businesses, you know, their attitude is, well, the money is a convenient means of keeping score type of thing. That first and foremost, they have found the passion in what they're doing, and they're totally immersed in that. And a bonus is they're making a ton of money, right? So examine your current belief around money. What is it? Write it down. So maybe your current belief around money, as an example, is it's hard for me to make money. I find it hard to make money. Or it is hard to make money. Right? What is your belief around money here? And now just write the number that best represents how you're doing with money right now. Are you just about making ends meet? Is it just so-so? You know what? You can pay the bills, but hey, it's not a life of abundance. Or are you moving into abundance now? Or are you living life on your own terms? Are you still dictated by money? Are you downright struggling with money? So whatever belief that you are identifying here, again, let's question it. Is it really true, or is it a story that I've come to believe? And you only have to just reflect on that as you question it, and then ask yourself, okay, once again, what is the cost of not making a change in your beliefs around money? Right, if you were to keep going with that belief, then you know that you could take as much action as you like, but somehow you're going to end up sabotaging yourself if you don't sort this one out. So it's good to look around for evidence of people that you know who were once really struggling and now, well, I talk to people now and in very short time, they have so much money coming in, they don't know what to do with it. And that's what can happen, you see. I talk, and these are people I've worked with. I've seen some of these people, you know, where I'm in front of them on Skype and they're saying, ah, you know what, I can't pay the bills and I'm only earning £800 or, you know, £500 a month from the business. It's not really a business. And they'd often break down and cry about this, naturally, I mean, you know, understandably, right? And then my attitude is, okay, let's just look at certain areas that could be sabotaging this. What are your beliefs around money here? If they've never had money, then somehow they've got to start focusing their attention on the fact that they're meant to have the money, that they can do so much good with it, that it's easy to make money. The money is almost just a byproduct of doing the right things in the right order. It can be a convenient means of keeping score. Just play the game for its own sake and the money will follow. So maybe your new belief around money would be, hey, I can easily and effortlessly have financial freedom. Or if it's, you're saying it's hard to make money, well, it's easy to make money. Of course I can make money. It's stored energy. That's what it is when you start to see it for what it is. You know, the more you add value to people's lives, what are you doing? You're adding energy, giving energy to people. Money is energy. So the universe is going to reward you tenfold, a hundredfold if you have that attitude, no matter what your circumstances are like right now. So what is your new belief around money? How are we doing as I'm checking in live with you? Following me okay? Okay, great. Yeah. All right, next. Another hugely important area, one of the seven levels of success, is health and fitness. And of course, hey, I mean, you are in a health and wellness company, right? But that doesn't always follow that we're in great health and we're a product of the product. And of course, you know, people, things happen and dis-ease can hit and It's a part of life, we know. But are you making good choices there? What are your beliefs in and around health and fitness? Okay? Because again, this can be something else that's sabotaging you from growing your business, making the money, and I wonder what your beliefs are around it. So an example, well, first of all, ask yourself the question, of course, like we've been doing. If I can find it here. Well, you know what it is. Write down the limiting belief. Okay, what's the major limiting belief that you have around your health and fitness right now? Because it's hard, right? If you're not in a good place in your health, maybe you feel like you're overweight or you are overweight. Maybe you have some health challenges. Okay, so what is that major belief? And then question it as well. Is this really true or is it a story I've come to believe? For example, if it's a limiting belief around, could be around something like, I don't feel healthy or attractive. Because often we can have these feelings about how we look or don't look or whatever. Yeah? It's a self-image thing. You know, is it really true? Now, of course, as well, by the way, you could look at the fact that you have a challenge of some kind, right? A health issue. And clearly, that is true, that you have it. But still, I'm here to tell you the mindset even to shift your level of health and energy and fitness, if you look at all the research on this, is to somehow get the belief in there that you're absolutely becoming healthier day by day in every way, right? That somehow, of course, everything is going to work out much better for you if you can focus on the outcome that you want and not on the challenge that's going on. I'm not saying that's easy, but it is how, in the research with healing, how you can start to boost your own immune system and turn things around. So I'd like you to, again, write the number that best represents how you're doing with your health and fitness right now. Do you feel healthy and energetic? You know, are you walking the walk, basically? So are you on the products and are you a product of the product? Do you go and exercise regularly or have you let that go? Right? Is it up and down? Or have you got that super vibrant, unlimited energy? And, of course, it all goes hand in hand, right? If you have the right mindset in and around it, that can make a massive difference. And ask yourself, what's the cost of not making a change in this area? We know the cost can be very, very dear. So many people can work and work and work, stress themselves out completely, get the result that they want. I've seen it with people I'm coaching. I've had to say, hey, you know what? You keep going the way you're going, you'll get all the money you want in your business, get the level you want, but you won't be able to enjoy it because it's affecting your health so much. So what's the new belief that you want to have around health and fitness? Day by day, in every way, I'm becoming healthier and healthier, more vibrant, more attractive, whatever it is. And remember, that can be a factor, we set up before, of self-sabotage. That if you know you're going to be up there on stage having achieved a certain result, if there's a part of you who doesn't want to be up there because you don't feel like you're healthy or that you look good, right, then you can sabotage yourself. So what is your new belief in and around health? And then next we have relationships, both personal and business. Relationships, both personal and business. And of course, this is where a huge amount of people fall down. And it can be for unlimited reasons surrounding relationships. A person's significant other can be downright negative and opposed to what they're doing, or there can be pressure on you to reach a certain level at a certain time, a certain level of income. Otherwise, you're going to have to go back to your day job or whatever. There's all this kind of pressure at times. I've heard a lot of people say, well, I don't feel like I'm a great mother, father, husband, wife. I feel guilty because I'm taking so much time out to try and grow the business. I don't feel like the, you know, children are getting my attention, or I feel worried and stressed around them. So have a look at the personal relationships, family, friendships, and how are you doing there? And remember, you just want to start to focus on how you want things to be in this area. You'll be amazed if, again, let's say things are not going great in certain relationships close to you, and you somehow focus on, even if it's really bad, you somehow focus on the very clear outcome, positive outcome that you want. That I have seen so many people's business rocket forward, right? Just by focusing on the right outcome here. Because it's a huge distraction, as you know. So how are you doing in your personal relationships? Is it fulfilling on many levels? Is it very good? Is it average? Is it very stressful? Is it downright negative right now? And in the process, you know, I just want you to start to visualize it going all the way up to a 10. With the limiting belief around it, again, ask yourself, is it really true? Because often what happens is people are focusing on what's wrong with the person, what's wrong with the relationship, the whole guilt thing. They're not framing it properly. Is it really true that the relationships, maybe your children are suffering? Start to reframe these things. Rewrite a different story, because it's a fact, right? I mean, it's actually a fact that children can grow up and they feel guilty because they think that they've somehow prevented you from really living your dream and building the secure future by having to spend all the time in the world with them. I'm just saying you got to look at these things from different perspectives. Once again, what's the cost of you not making a change here? So what's the new beliefs that you want to have around your personal relationships? The polar opposite of the old one, I'm the best mother, the best father, the best husband, the best wife, the best brother, sister, whatever, right? What is your new belief? So I want you to look at all these key areas and, you know, which one, if you were to change your belief around it, obviously you want to change your beliefs around all of them, but what's one that really stands out, that if you started to get a better outcome there, then things would start to rocket forward for you? Of course, then there's business relationships, which I'm calling your circle of influence. And you know how important this is. I mean, hugely important. So one of the things I try to do with, you know, people that I'm training is to build a mastermind around them, a circle of influence comprised of people who they want to be more like, positive people, of course, people who are easy to work with, who are coachable. Often we're spending too much time, I don't need to tell you this, with people who've got a negative influence on us. So it is so true, right? When we remember the law of association, which is basically who you will be 5 years from now, comes down to the people that you're associating with. People's beliefs are contagious. the negativity is going to rub off on you. And if you're surrounding yourself with people who are playing at mediocrity, people who don't believe in your dreams even, people who are not healthy, don't have a healthy lifestyle, then what's the cost? What is the cost of not making changes in these areas? I'm not asking you to do anything super dramatic here. You know, I'm not in a position to say about, obviously, personal relationships, but there's certainly a lot you can do with business relationships, right? We can certainly reduce the amount of time that we're spending with certain people. So this is huge. So with any of these beliefs, like around business relationships, often I hear this. I can't attract the right people. I'm not a team player. I'm not a great leader. Again, that can come into it. Right? But often it's, I don't know why I keep attracting people who've got no money, for example. Well, again, you've got to look at your own relationship with money, your own beliefs around that. So go ahead and write down the number that best represents how you're doing at the moment with your circle of influence. Are you surrounded by winners? Are you surrounded by very positive people? Is it just average? Do you think you have very little support, people who support, who do not support your dreams? Or are you surrounded and locked into negativity? Now, we all have different kind of things going on. They're not great. But again, I find that if you can just somehow keep focusing on the outcome that you want here, there's a magic that will happen for you here. So this is what I mean when I talk about a vision that's invincible, that's an invincible vision without a virus, right? If there's some of these areas that are lacking, okay, you just want to have them come up a few levels and you'll notice your goals will happen faster. So, hopefully you've identified your limiting belief, your main limiting belief around relationships here. Okay? Your main limiting belief around personal relationships and business relationships. Question them. Is it really true, or is it the story that I've come to believe? And then your new belief around your business relationships, your circle of influence, could be I'm attracting incredible people. I'm a great inspiration to all that I meet. That type of thing. But again, I want you to phrase it in whatever works for you. So my new belief in this area is what? Okay. Next then, we look at next key area, number 6, your lifestyle. Right? Your lifestyle at the moment. Because we're all dreaming of these lifestyles. To be honest, we put our lives on hold. And I want to say something about that. Because this is the dimension of your life, which is all about adventure, building this world-class lifestyle. And it ties in with the happy flow call that we did, that people have got to enjoy the journey more and celebrate more now, not when they get this something in the future. So often, right, and again, I'd like you to identify the major limiting belief that you have around this area, but often I hear something like this: I can't enjoy myself until I achieve manager, senior manager, soaring manager, until I get to £5,000 in the business. Then we get to £5,000 in the business. I say, no, I can't. Still can't enjoy myself until I get to £10,000. And it just becomes this insidious kind of trick that we play ourselves, right? So write down your limiting belief around lifestyle. And it's a great question. A question a mentor asked me years ago, what's the lifestyle that you want to live, Dave? You know, really, what type of home would you like to live in? What kind of car do you want to drive? Much time would you like off every week, every year? You know, how much time would you like to spend with your family, traveling the world? And obviously, I had to really think about that, and I'm very pleased to say that I'm living the life that I want because I really thought it through and said, yeah, I want to do what I'm doing. I don't want to be stressed out doing it. I want to love doing it. I want to do it all over the world in great places with people that are my favorite people. So what's the number that best represents how you're doing at the moment with lifestyle? Are you living the dream? Is your lifestyle very exciting at the moment? Or is it just still average because you have a lot of bills to pay, there's a lot of overwhelm going on? Is it very limiting? Or are you saying to yourself, what lifestyle? I have no life, right? I don't seem to have any time for myself. So this limiting belief that you have around lifestyle, is it really true or is it a story that you've come to believe? That you can't enjoy yourself now? That you can't be happier now? Yeah? So remember, it's important, lifestyle has to start in your mind. Remember being on a coaching call with someone who was doing very well, but she was still saying to me, you know what, Dave, you've got a great lifestyle. I'd love to start living that lifestyle. I said, well, that's what you need to do. Start living that lifestyle now. All the research shows if you take, you know, a weekend off a month, an extra day off every few weeks or whatever, and start to rejuvenate yourself, celebrate your life, that you don't lose money doing that. You actually make money doing that. Because it's hard to be on top of your game if you're tired, if you're burnt out. But if you're rejuvenating yourself and enjoying your life more and being happier, then you're more creative. Remember all the research on that? Your brain is working much, much more powerfully in the positive mode, in the relaxed mode. You come back and you're fresher. You can come up with new ideas, new ways of doing things. It's not just same old, same old. So by you not enjoying yourself now and living something of the lifestyle that you love now, doing things you love now, putting those on hold, what's the cost of this? What's the cost of not making a change in this key area? See, it's a huge cost, I think, not only to your productivity and to potentially what you could attract and the people you could attract, but again, remember, if you get caught in that cycle, I've met people who've got hundreds of millions, right, in the bank, but they can't enjoy it because they have got into a pattern, a vicious pattern of not allowing themselves to enjoy their life. They're afraid they're going to lose the money. You know, they've got into this whole mode of just working, working, working. So here's a new belief that you could adopt, right? But again, make it in your own words and in and around your own limiting belief. But it could be the more I enjoy the journey, the more successful I become. So what is your new belief here? What is your new belief? My new belief is, go ahead and write it down. And of course, this is not an invitation to look at a super negative area and grow that. Remember, you got to be careful when you focus on these. But you want to focus on the solution. You want to focus on the outcome. And then number seven here is making a difference. And that's your legacy, contribution, fulfilling your purpose, but just generally getting out there and making a positive difference. And this is hugely important. And I know a lot of people kind of say, well, you know what? I don't really feel in that mindset, right? Because there's so much struggle and so much negativity going on in my life. you know, I got a lot of, I got some family members, and there's serious health challenges going on there. But this matters. It matters to really start to think of it now and build it in your vision. It really does, because it's who we are, right? We really are spiritual beings enjoying this human journey, but we're evolving. We're meant to evolve. This whole thing of evolution, of helping others and making a difference and adding value. So you know all the research, and I know some of you have read the books on it. At the end of the day, when people are on their deathbed, you are going to ask yourself that fundamental question, you know, have I lived my life in a way that's meaningful, that allowed me to express the best within me, that ultimately elevated and inspired the people that I surrounded myself with? Because we just get so stuck in our immediate kind of situation, right? And have I left the world better than I found it? So, or have I spent my days being really busy, but ultimately not really doing what I came here to do and achieving very much of anything? So I just see too many people who have lost their center, their connection, they've lost sight of their values, they've lost sight of these key fundamentals about leadership and success. So can you show up excited every day, not going through the motions, and making calls, not with these assumptions that they're not going to go well, but you're meant to make a difference. And no matter who you talk to, even if it's negative people, you can still make a difference. You can learn and grow. You can move people forward. You can be of service. And as you add value, you'll notice that your energy just comes up. You feel more on purpose. It's more of a right action. So we all know life is pretty short, so you've got to add that into the mix somehow. What is the difference that you're going to make? So maybe your current belief, and let's identify that. What's the major limiting belief in this area? Write that down in making a difference. It could be something along the lines of, well, who am I to think that I can make any difference? I hear that a lot from people. I'm just little old me. There's so many people out there who are better than me. You know, they're making more money, they're at a higher level in the business. So who am I? You know, even as an assistant manager or a supervisor, right, or just a manager to make a difference. When there's all these other people who are making 10 times more money than me. So again, you got to ask yourself, well, is this really the true story, that you don't have anything to offer, that you can't make a difference in the world, that you can't offer people advice on how to get better, on how to have a more positive attitude, and how to make more money? Or is it, again, just a story that you've spun yourself for so long now? So once again, write down a number that best represents how you're doing with making a difference right now. Are you making a positive difference? Okay, maybe you're not lighting up the world right now. And whatever that means is different for every person. Are you feeling too overwhelmed to even bother with this? Or is it just, again, your mind is wrapped around, well, who the heck am I to think that I can do anything like this? So, again, I ask yourself, what's the cost of not making a change in this area? And there's something amazing happens when the attention goes off you and your problems, no matter how severe they are, and you somehow put them on to, well, how can I make a difference and add value here? How can I make this person's day go better? How can I move their business forward? So maybe your new belief around making a difference could be the more value I add, the more successful I become. Maybe it could be something like every day in every way I feel massively on purpose in all that I do. But what will do it for you? What will do it for you? So what is your new belief here? And then see, looking at all these key areas and whatever else comes to mind for you, just standing back and looking at the overall mindset and vision that you have and level of belief that you can achieve this vision, what I find is that some people have the belief that they can't have it all. They can't have it all, that they have to sacrifice something, whether it's their health or whether it's some their relationship. And sure, I mean, you do have to be more disciplined. Yes, do you have to make certain sacrifices in terms of your time? Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you can't have everything move on to another level. You can't, it doesn't mean you can't have the belief that as your business increases, your relationships improve, your health improves, you've got a better lifestyle, you're making more of a difference, and your mindset improves, and your health, you know, again, fitness, you become fitter as a person, whatever. So I suggest that you just add it in, that you can have it all, that you're meant to have it all, that the universe wants you to have it all, and take on board that belief. It really is all in the belief, isn't it? It really is. So if you have any questions, feel free to submit those. Okay, someone's asking a question here. I'm going to dive into the actual recording in a moment to change those beliefs. Yeah, how much time do you take for every exercise you've given us? Remember that with all the blueprints, there's loads of blueprints. All you're doing, it doesn't mean that you've got to listen to one single blueprint for 21 days. Right? Sometimes you may want to do that. To create a new habit in a particular area. But there's going to be a time when you listen to one recording and you kind of feel, ah, yeah, okay, right, I think I've mastered that now. I think I've overcome the fears now or whatever. Remember, the basics of this are just take any blueprint. Let's say you've got a library of 10, 12 blueprints. I always say this to my personal coaching clients. Some of them are on the call now. Just get into the habit of the minimum doing 10 minutes twice a day. That habit of engaging your unconscious and within those processes, focusing on certain goals that you want, okay, that's the habit you want to create, taking the 10 minutes twice a day. If you can do more, if you can up it to 30 minutes in the day altogether, fantastic. So hopefully that answers that question. Okay? Okay, so let's go through this process, and I hope you're staying with it and getting with it and getting benefit from this call. Because I think, again, it just takes increasing your belief in one of these areas to move things forward. So we're going to go through the new belief process. And, you know, to be honest, you don't have to understand a lot of what's going on here. Okay, I want you to have fun with it. Enjoy the challenge of just installing this new belief. I want you to, even now as you're listening to this, convince yourself why you need to get over this thing now. Just choose one major limiting belief you've wrote down and what it's going to mean for you physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually to get over it. So remember, these beliefs that we have, this is a mindset about what's possible for you. All of these limiting beliefs were preceded by the decision, either consciously or unconsciously, to accept that belief into your life. So whatever the major limiting belief is that you're going to work on here now, you have the new belief. In other words, what would you now want to believe instead? You have wrote that down as well, so be mindful of that before you go into this process, okay? And just remember that you created those beliefs in the past. So what we're going to do is going to journey of imagination. We're going to go back in your imagination, get some new learnings about stuff. So it's like a guided meditation or induction. Release some of these limiting beliefs and thoughts surrounding it. because we start collecting and storing these limiting beliefs in the past. So you release them so you can create a new moment now and create some space to attract the future that you want. Okay? Now, by the way, sometimes you can come out of these processes, especially when we go back into your imagination in the past and feel that not much has taken place. But again, I want you to remember that when you go to the gym and you train a particular muscle group, when does the actual change in your body shape take place? That's afterwards, you know, over the next few nights as you sleep, you rebuild, you repair, you heal, you change. You do the work now, the change comes later, okay? So that these new beliefs become solid, new neural circuits, okay? So I call this process the belief blaster process, okay? And like I say, you can just work on one of them now, and then what you can do is work on the other key areas. Each time you listen to this blueprint, you can do maybe one belief every day for the next 7 days type of thing, all right? Okay. So let's go for it. And above all else, just relax doing it and don't worry for not seeing pictures and things like that. Okay, so go ahead now and just close your eyes and zone in on that major limiting belief that you want to work on. This limiting belief or a limiting belief system that's been holding you back, bring it to mind now because, hey, it's time to say goodbye to it as a problem in your life, as a limiting belief in your life. It's going to free you up so much to let go of this. And just identify where it exists in your unconscious. So it tends to be something that formed in our past. So you can trust your unconscious, do an unconscious search. Where do you feel is that limiting belief or the thoughts surrounding it? Feel it one more time. Notice where you feel it in your nervous system, your consciousness. And also be aware that it may be linked to a series of other thoughts or beliefs as well. But they've held you back for long enough, haven't they? So I'd like to ask your unconscious now to trace that limiting belief all the way back into your past, so rapidly and unconsciously going all the way back to root cause of that limiting belief. And you may or may not be consciously aware of the exact time, but maybe you are aware of it, but trust your unconscious to be the guide. And at an unconscious level, I want you to find yourself right now at that very first event, at the root cause of this limiting belief where a decision was made in and around this major limiting belief, where you experienced the thoughts that formed this belief. And again, you may be aware of an event or experience, or you may not. But the truth is, you were not born with this limiting belief. When you were born, you were pure consciousness. But, you know, something happened, an experience, someone said something, started out as a thought, and it was like a thought attack, it stuck onto you, was imprinted. So we learned it, actually. That's what happens. So you find yourself there in your imagination. Feel relaxed about this. Focus on your breathing. Once again, you may or may not be conscious of the content of the event, but that doesn't matter, does it? No. The only thing that matters here is that you're trusting your unconscious to have you there now. So you're inside your own body, looking out your own eyes, hearing the sound you hear, feeling the feelings of being right there. And that first event, when you first created that belief, be aware of it. And notice how you become aware of any other emotions that are present. Now you may need to fast forward or rewind any kind of movie that's playing to the point where the belief was made. Just notice that you can do that quite easily. You can become aware of it. But now it's time to rise above it, isn't it? So I want you to go ahead And in your imagination now, rise all the way up in the air. Rise all the way up with your spirit lifting you higher. Rise all the way up towards the heavens, even higher than that. Way, way, way up high until you find yourself floating in space in what's called the learning position. While your higher awareness guides you, trust your unconscious to have you there. From this different position perspective, you now realize that you created this major limiting belief by focusing on it so intensely that your unconscious literally photographed it. That's how any kind of phobias are formed, remember? Now it's time to unlearn it, to unlearn what you've learned. So to do this, I just want you to find something positive to learn here. As you relax, as you go through this now, just go along with it, realize there was something for you to learn from this experience so that you could grow and evolve as a person, something for you to get. What was it? Which when you do will allow you to release the energy in and around this major limiting belief and the thoughts around it. So what was it that your unconscious wanted you to learn, that your spirit or your heart wanted you to get, so that when you see it through new eyes now, it's going to allow you to let go of that limiting belief and all the negative energy around it? Any learning or positive insight that comes up, just imagine storing it away in that special place reserved for such insights that only you know about and only you can access. As you're looking down on the younger you and this event, notice how easy it is to let go of that limiting belief, how you can release the energy from the old, tired belief. Imagine like a dark cloud of smoke leaving your system, leaving your unconscious. Notice how the thoughts around this major limiting belief, they're getting weaker as you take back your power, as you grow stronger. And notice as you listen to this how immediately you can feel the difference. You're feeling lighter, everything's looking brighter and more radiant. Notice how good it feels to be letting go of this. Be aware of the void, the vacuum that is now being created in your unconscious for a new empowering belief to take the place of this old one. That's really good. And now just begin to float back towards now. As you do, notice how letting go of this limiting belief and any of the beliefs around it, it's healing that younger you. And as you float all the way back towards now, you know what it's time to do. It's time to form a new belief to replace the old limiting belief and to move powerfully forward into the future. And all this is happening in the imagination, but remember, the imagination rules the world. So it's time to retrieve the new insights that you've stored in that very special place that only you know about. And it feels so good, does it not? Just to be able to have access to your unconscious, and I want you to bring to mind your new belief structure that's going to help you create this new mindset that's going to change the results that you're getting in your life, that's going to powerfully move your business forward. That's really great. So as you bring to mind your new belief structure, This new empowering belief has a bright and wonderful color to replace the old limiting belief. Recognize that new color now. And if this new belief, be aware of that new belief that you're now creating, if it made a sound, go inside of your own mind and hear it from the core of your being, vibrating through every cell of who you are, your entire body and mind encapsulated in the color and sound of this new belief. And of course, this new empowering belief about yourself and your future has a feeling, a really positive feeling. Imagine that positive feeling now flooding every cell of your being. And just by learning something new, something positive here, you're actually creating new neural circuits as we speak, forming new connections in your mind. The new pathways are forming. All of your mind cells, all of the neurons are being fired up with focus and certainty, unshakable belief and confidence as you move into that state of coherence. So I want you to bring to mind a picture that represents this new belief. And put that picture to one side for the moment and just imagine the belief that you have. For example, you know there's going to be a new day tomorrow. The sun will come up tomorrow. You'll wake up to a brand new day. You don't even have to believe that. Sure you don't? It's a fact. How certain are you of that? In your mind, go ahead and get a picture, a feeling, and sound that represents this. The fact that you know you're going to wake up in the morning, it's a brand new day. Feel the certainty of that. Be aware of the pictures, sounds, and feelings that represent this certainty. And now take that picture of your new belief and just imagine placing it right on top of the pictures, sounds, and feelings and certainty of the fact that you know that tomorrow is a brand new day. Put it exactly in the same place on the screen of your mind. And again, it's enough just to even let me do it for you here. You just trust that it's taking place. And as you do, it starts to look exactly the same. The new belief, the level of certainty, all the tiny details are aligning. As you look at the picture of your new set of beliefs, the feeling of certainty around it, turn that certainty right up now and go ahead and leap out 3 weeks into your future, taking with you the powerful compounding effect of this new belief. Notice how much your results have increased in just 3 short weeks, not just a doubling, but a multiplying. Go ahead now and leap out 3 months into your future, again taking with you the even more powerful compounding effect of this new belief, how your results have dramatically increased. Notice what you're appreciating in your business 3 months from now and into the future. What have you created? See what you see, feel what you feel, hear what you feel. Hear what you hear, that's right. But wait, go ahead now and leap 1 year into your future. And wow, see how this new belief has changed everything for you. It's showing up on every level of your life. The fun you're having, the places you're traveling to, the people you're meeting, the exponential rate at which your business has grown. Look how your team has grown. Really see this, feel this, hear this now. And every time that you go through this process, you can do this to install any new belief. So coming back, feeling positive and, of course, excited, go ahead and just open your eyes. Okay, so I hope you were able to get into that. And, hey, don't worry if you didn't feel some of the feelings or see some of the pictures, you just go along with it because it's enough to have the intention before you go into it that you're going to replace the major limiting belief with this new empowering belief. And the power of the imagination, the power of intention, like I said at the start, concentration, mental rehearsal, right, meditation, relaxation is such that you automatically start to form that new belief. That's how powerful we are. So you may not have been able to zone in a lot of the details and followed even some of what I was saying there, but all I want you to know and trust is that it works. It really, really works. Okay. Fantastic. So obviously, what you would do then is, you know, let's just say you're playing two blueprints a day, then ideally what you would do for 7 days is play this one and take a different new belief from all the key areas and install it in there, right? And if you want, of course, nothing stopping you from adding this as an addition onto the PM blueprint or the AM blueprint or anything else that you're doing, okay? So no problem to add it into what you're doing, or no problem to just replace one of the recordings with this one. Obviously, as always, I'll have Rhonda post that for you and you can download it, okay? Fantastic. So that's how you do it. And again, I say to you, it works, and you've just got to, well, it's a case of use it or lose it, right? So you know what to do here. It's very easy to change beliefs. I'm showing you how to do it. I'm being the guide, but you're going in there and you're doing it, all right? And obviously, all of the other stuff that we are learning, it all counts. And like I said earlier, start adding even just another one of those matrix recordings to your mindset training every day and watch the magic happen. I don't know if there's any other questions coming in. Feel free to key those in now. Emma says the blueprints are making such a huge difference. That's fantastic. That's what I love to hear. And, well, that's what it is. I mean, you, if you're a different person as a result, right, you're more you, then, of course, your results on the outside are going to be different as well. Okay? Great. And if things are tough in your life, and I know some people are saying here, you know, this because of external circumstances, you know, things can, keep your fingers crossed for these things, of course, but things can be really tough. But what you want to be doing is as much as you can use these resources, because they really help you to keep your mind, keep your head in the game, and to deal more effectively with negativity, whether it's team members, family members, and all that. Okay? Wonderful. Okay, doesn't seem to be any other questions coming in. All I'll say to you is keep on keeping on, won't you? And remember to keep rewriting your story. In this case, in terms of your beliefs, question the story in and around it. Remember that mythic journey, that hero's journey that we're all on, okay? That part of our journey has got to be to embrace those challenges. When we're dealing with other people, of course, there's going to be really tough times. But you know what? That's the cycle of life. And it's really about letting go of the negatives and not staying for longer in those negative situations. Okay, and I'll leave you with a quote from one of my favorite heroes, Gandhi, who said, "Tell your story because every moment of your life is infinitely creative. Sharing that makes you more human and thus connects you further to all of humanity." So wonderful as always to connect with you all, whether it's live or on the recording. Keep going for it, and I can't wait to see all of the great things that you achieve as a result. So once again, make it a great rest of the week, have a great rest of the evening, as the case may be live here now, and we shall speak very soon. Okay, so like I say, it's all in the mind. It's all in those beliefs. You can do this. So you just got to keep going with it.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I can't stop, better leave, I wonder what this plan.
get a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.